News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, Reading. This is Jake Ryan sitting in for Linda and Carl Bott. And if you're surprised to hear my voice, you're probably no more surprised than the staff here when I walked in the door. I can't imagine. It's like that Shakespeare in Love. Anybody ever saw the movie? You've got the stage manager in the back, and chaos is going all around them, and people are wondering why he's so calm. And he said, "It'll work out." And that's how it is in radio. Somehow or another, you were going to hear somebody tell you about what was going on here in Reading. And if it wasn't Carl and it wasn't Linda and it wasn't me, by God, it would be somebody. It's a good morning here in Reading. We have a bit of a show planned out for you. This morning we'll be talking to Dr. Jim Orlich. He is a professor that wrote a book about Common Core. I don't know how important Common Core is to you, but this is the first day of school. As the first day of school, some of you parents may be wondering what your kids are going to be up to. I mean, it's not like you can ask your kids. What any parent out there knows, when you said, "Oh, Johnny, Jimmy, Sally, what did you do? What'd you learn at school today?" Nothing. So, you're not going to get it from your kids. So you got to do a little research if you're a parent and find out what's going on. And unfortunately, in California, we have something called Common Core. 42 other states have been duped into this experiment, which turns our kids into guinea pigs. And that's the sort of thing we'll be talking about. In the second hour, we're going to be talking about illegal immigration. Unlike many radio hosts that are just going to tell you why it's a bad thing or why it's a good thing or why, I'm going to actually propose a solution to the so-called dreamer phenomenon that we have, one that I think is compassionate yet just. And that's just who I am. Are we getting ready for a break?
Well, good morning. Welcome to the show. Bob here, the producer and general button pusher. But at this time every morning at 7:08, we're going to turn to our Wells Fargo advisor. Kathy Lathrop Cummings brings us this Market Minute. Hello, Kathy.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 13 points at 15,095. The S&P 500 is down fractionally at 1655, and the NASDAQ is positive 18 at 3621. Active stocks this morning include Facebook up 27 cents at 37.35 and Intel Corporation up 71 cents at 22.63. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 5 cents at 21.45 and Pepsi is up 10 cents at $80.28. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.87. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 21 cents at $107.08. Gold is up, down $2.80 at $1,368.20. And silver is down 19 cents at $23.18. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
And thank you very much, Kathy. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday mornings at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR. Brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Call them at 243-7561. Isolated showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m., mostly sunny and hot today, a high near 105, and scattered showers mainly before 11 p.m., and so we've got some lightning, and that leads to fire potential. Please be careful out there. Right now in Reading, we've got 79 quite muggy degrees, and this weather report, as always, is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards on Inwood Drive on the way out to Shingletown. Check them out, Anselmo Vineyards. And right now, back to our guest host, Jake Ryan.
Thank you, Bob. Well, I'm a bad parent. I, I was so excited to come and talk to you today about what's going on in the Reading area, what's going on in our state. I forgot, neglected to mention that in the studio with me today is the product of the public education system here in Reading, my oldest son, Linus Ryan, who's back from college. Linus, say hi.
Hey there.
Okay. I'm hoping that we might get a little bit of perspective since he's a product of the system. He's got three other brothers that are still in the system. So, you know, he's part of the old regime. What was so wrong with that? And we're going to soft break, right, Bob? Yeah. And on the backside, we have a guest coming in. Talk to you later.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. It's summertime and it's getting hot and dry at our favorite local ranges. When practicing with your personal protection firearm, ensure you carefully monitor your impact areas for fire. Always carry a fire extinguisher and cell phone in case of emergency. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for all of your CCW, basic firearm safety training, and private instruction. You can also visit us online at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy and I'll see you at the range.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. If you're a post-9/11 veteran who served active duty, National Guard, or Reserve, I want you to know that Homeward Bound is here for you. Homeward Bound offers a variety of local services for you and your family, such as family counseling, emergency services, job search, vehicle assistance, just to name a few. And we offer a place of solidarity for you and your family. Our offices are co-located at 3711 Meadowview Drive, Suite 100, with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, which honors our veterans from the Revolutionary War to Afghanistan. The hours we are open are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or services, or if you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound, please call 378-8046. That's 378-8046.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Seven 13 KCNR 1460, the home of community talk radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Espresso Joe's Inside Tobacco and Brew. They're 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley are big supporters of the local community, especially our veterans. Check them out and go see the TMB Sweeties and the largest indoor walk-in humidor around. In fact, I think they're all indoors now that I think about it. Tobacco and Brew, proud supporters of Free Fire Radio. Now, back to our guest host.
Hi, this is Jake Ryan from the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. And my mission, as always, when I'm tapped to do this radio spot or the radio program, is to not be so good that you're not going to, you know, pine for Linda and Carl's return, but not be so bad that I'll never be asked back to do this again. So, with that in mind, I picked out two topics I wanted to discuss in length during this two-hour block, and one of them was Common Core. Common Core actually came to my attention a couple months back when I was actually called to a parent meeting at the charter school that my kids attend, University Preparatory. A lot to be proud of in that charter school as far as the test scores, the kids that were churning out, the colleges they're going to. But I'm very concerned because a lot of the reason I went with a charter is that a lot of the nonsense that applies to some of the public schools, the charter of your choice can circumvent that, depending on what nonsense that is that, you know, you're concerned about the most. And unfortunately, my take on Common Core is that this is something that's imposed. You all have to do it. 42 states are going to be doing it, and all the testing is going to be geared towards it. So there's no real way to opt out. And here are the bad things about that. Number one, nobody voted for this. These are two private trade organizations that are coming up with all the standards, if you will, and there's no input from anybody, not from your elected officials, not from, the Governors Association is one of those trade groups, but they don't necessarily need any input from your governors either. So, somehow or another, we all got suckered into signing on to something that nobody has ever tried before. You know, there's no experimentation on it. We have no idea whether it actually works. And I sat there listening to a school administrator who should know better, telling me how great it's going to be, something that nobody has ever tested. So your kids are guinea pigs this year and the years following, as long as we have Common Core, because nobody really knows what the end result's going to be. They all know what they hope it will be. But we tried hope and change, and what did that do for us? The way we got duped in California is particularly egregious, in that we signed on to Common Core in exchange for being considered for Race to the Top grants from the federal government. We didn't get those grants. We did get, I think, $700 million in funding, one-time funding, $700 million. That represents about 2% of what Californians spend on education. So the taxpayers of California foot the bill for 98% for that first year that we got the $700 million. And then that's it. We don't get any more after that. And that means that the taxpayer 100% of the bill thereafter and yet has no input. So for 2% of one-time 2% of our educational funding, the federal government now gets to dictate to us, talk about getting duped. How is that a good deal for us? So henceforth, the taxpayer is now going to foot the bill for what the federal government cheaply bought into. The few states that are ahead of us, thank goodness there are states ahead of us, may save our bacon because the results have been just god-awful. The math component, there's a Stanford professor who was the only mathematician on the credentialing committee for the Common Core, and he refused to sign off on it. So that's kind of the setup for Common Core in California. Not only is it an unproven system, but we also got cheated into it. Now, other states got way more funding to implement it, so maybe that is a bit of a salve, if you will. But we didn't. We really got snookered big time. So, there's a saying on Wall Street, there's a fool in every market. And if you don't know who it is, if you don't know who it is, it's probably you. So, unfortunately, in this case, it's us. And then later on, as I mentioned, this actually is the setup for my caller. He's going to be calling in around 7:20, 7:25. It's Professor Jim Orlich, who wrote a book on Common Core, among other things. And he promised me horror stories that would make my blood curdle. As if we needed this. And I thought it was appropriate for the first day of school, given that many parents, it's just enough to get them, their kids all geared up and ready to go, get the books, get their notebooks, things of that nature, and then to drop them off at school hoping that that they've done everything they can for their children, only to find, of course, that they've been thrown into a system which has been given little or no thought of how it's going to educate your children. So, and then Linus, I feel kind of bad. Linus, I don't see him very often, and he's coming back from college, and I've signed up to do this 2 hours to cover Linda and Carl Bott, and I thought, what a great father-son opportunity. So I brought Linus with me to see, you know, the magic behind the microphone, see how it's all done here in radio. And so,
you realize you're destroying a lot of illusions right now.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, no, and you know, and as a parent, that's really kind of my job. Which is secondary. What's my primary job, Linus?
Embarrassing me.
Exactly. See, I trained him well. He realized that the parent's first and foremost job is to embarrass his teenagers. So, do we have a call in, Bob? I think that may be Professor Jim Horlich on the line there. Is that who I think it is, Bob?
Yes, it is Don Orlich. May I suggest that we go ahead and run the break, and then you'll be home free till the bottom of the hour.
Okay, I'm excited. And I hope you all are, too.
You're listening to KCNR, the home of Free Fire Radio 720. More with our guest host, Jake Ryan, and a caller about Common Core coming up right after the break.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This portion of the program brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. They have a package deal that will fit any budget. Go out and have some fun without breaking the bank. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com. Tell them that Carl and Linda sent you. And now here on Free Fire Radio, back to our guest host, Jake Ryan.
Good morning, Reading. This is Jake Ryan. I'm sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are on assignment. I don't know exactly what they were doing. At the class I saw, they were slapping on the Berettas, putting on the the black masks, and off they went. So you just use your imagination. I'm here with my son, Linus, who will chime in from time to time. I'm here to shatter his illusions about what actually goes on in radio. I'm also on, we have a guest, call in, Professor Don Orlich. He's the professor emeritus of University of Washington. And he co-wrote a book, regarding, Common Core and education reforms. I'm not a big fan of the idea of reform. Reforming, is fine if you're actually going to make it better, but I think that's the assumption that we give to reform, is that it's always going to make it better, when in fact all it is going to make it different. And when you make something different, you know, there's three ways you can go. It's either going to be better, it's going to be worse, or it was a futile exercise and everything's going to stay the same. My fear is that Common Core is going to be the former, that it's going to make things, I'm sorry, the latter, which makes things worse. Professor Orlich, can you disabuse me of that fear? Can you tell me that I've got it all wrong, that Common Core is actually a pretty good thing?
Well, I'll tell you now, Jake, we've done an awful lot of research on the Common Core. As a matter of fact, we go back even to the No Child Left Behind Act. And if you like nationalization, the Common Core is your thing. If you like the way the Soviet Union is run, then the Common Core is your thing. Now, let's get one thing understood here. The Common Core was inspired and supported by ACHIEVE, the Business Roundtable, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, other businesses, and high rollers. In no case was there really any pilot testing or field testing of any standard. We have checked the literature, every footnote. You can't even, I'll tell you how proud they were. They won't even put their name on it. I mean, that tells you something right there. Writers like to be identified as having produced some type of product, and the Common Core doesn't have it. It's actually stealing the citizens' rights of the city or the school district. As most, as you know, you have school districts. Now, granted, the states control education, public education. That's due to the 10th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. But we have a move afoot to take away any type of local control and totally supplant it with national control. This is what bothers me immensely.
Well, Professor Orlich, I did mention that in California it's particularly egregious, because in order to get $700 million in funding, the state of California pretty much prostituted itself and accepted Common Core lock, stock, and barrel. And $700 million is the one-time thing that one-time payment. That only represents 2% of what the taxpayers, pay in every year. So on the cheap, we got saddled with Common Core, and as taxpayers, that doesn't appear to me that there is any recourse. Where do you send feedback to Common Core? Your elected officials basically can't input it.
I mean, now, you raise a very, very powerful point. There is a professor out in New Zealand, John Hattie, and I recommend that if anybody's interested in test feedback, they should read John Hattie's book. John does a magnificent job of showing the power of feedback. Now, keep in mind, with all of the tests that we have, I don't care if it's a California test, a Washington State test, whatever test we have, do you realize that the teacher and the student get a number, a meaningless number? They don't get any feedback on what the students did well on. They don't get any feedback on what the students did poorly on. In other words, you get a number. Well, now, wait a minute. This to me is totally nonsense. And if you want to have a test that has any meaning, feedback is essential to the teacher and the student. You know, in many cases, we've seen teachers, actually we've talked with teachers who said, you know, we finally found out what was on the test, and we don't teach that until next year.
Hey, Professor Professor Orlich, we have a hard break here, and then we're going to come back and let you conclude that thought, and then we'll talk some more about Common Core.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are trading in a narrow range after the Dow suffered its worst week of the year. At around 10 a.m. Eastern, the blue chip average is up 2 points. Meanwhile, Saks reported a wider than expected second quarter loss after disappointing sales of shoes and handbags forced the luxury retailer to mark down prices. Saks lost 10 cents a share on an adjusted basis, 2 cents more than expected. Revenue of $707.8 million also missed the forecast. Saks has agreed to be bought by Canada's Hudson's Bay Company. And shares of Edwards Group are sharply higher after the British industrial technology firm agreed to be acquired by Swedish engineering company Atlas Copco. The all-cash deal works out to $10.50 a share, a 24% premium to Edwards' closing price on Friday. The acquisition is an investment by Atlas Copco to help it offset the volatile swings in its mining business. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
At 7:34, you're listening to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR. This portion of the program brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They offer senior discounts and veteran discounts. Take care of our seniors and those who fought for our freedom. That's important to them. They're at Shasta Gas Propane. They are your professionals at 365-3793. Their customers are warm friends. Now, back to our guest host, Mark Kent.
No, actually, it's Jake Ryan.
Jake Ryan. Why did I think Mark Kent?
Because you're on automatic. That's why.
No. Because the second cup of coffee has not yet kicked in. I apologize.
Actually, I was just thinking that.
Actually, it's got the same number of letters.
Oh yeah, four letters each. Yeah, it's very symmetric.
I'm on four. I have to avoid four letter words anyway in my job. So yeah. Anyway, it's all yours.
Oh, you're overly conscientious, Bob. Yeah, now here's the perversity of radio. I was just going to say I'm a guest host. I'm sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. And one of the things you're going to find in radio is that just when you get to your rhythm, just when you're looking at the clock and figuring out, okay, when you can smoothly get in and out, you only achieve that after a couple of hours. Unfortunately, I only have 2 hours, so by the time I've perfected this, I won't be asked to do this again for another 3 or 4 months, if at all. So, Professor Orlich, you'll have to excuse me on the hard break that we had. I didn't give you much of a warning. So we're back with Professor Orlich, Professor Emeritus, University of Washington, and we're talking about Common Core.
No, Washington State University. Don't curse on the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. what's the team? Washington State.
With the Cougars.
A Cougars. Who are the Ducks? That's Oregon.
Yeah, well,
Oregon.
Yeah. Oregon's the Ducks, yeah.
That'll
the Cougars. We make other teams look good.
Yeah, I don't pay much attention to anything that goes on north of Eureka.
Don't forget the Beavers.
Well, now listen, you know, yours truly is really a Grizzly, and I played football with a kid from Redding, California,
Joe DeLuca.
How about that, Redding?
Yeah, we had mentioned that we were going to plug Joe DeLuca, you know, one of Redding's favorite sons. And so those of you who know of Joe, and you know, we do this as a call-in show, Professor Orlich. So we could talk about Common Core, we could talk about tons of other things. But when you mention local heroes, it wouldn't surprise me if we'll start getting call-ins from people, you know, with funny stories about Joe DeLuca. You could start off. Do you know a funny story?
Well, I'll tell you, but not exactly. But I think. Joe came up, you know, from California to the Grizzly Land up there in Missoula, Montana. Really, Butte, Montana is my hometown. I mean, everybody knows Butte, a mile high and a mile deep, the richest hill on earth. But one thing about it, playing football was just a lot of fun. And, you know, we worried more about having fun than winning the game.
Did you win many games?
Oh, we won a few.
All right.
Oh, we never lost to the Bobcats. That's Montana State. So that was one feather in our hat.
Okay, so I'm going to do a clever segue, Professor Orlich, about winning. It's like, okay, you can criticize anything, but there must be something good about Common Core. There must be some element of, I mean, you need to kind of reach down, and I know the negatives. I've been reading about it, and certainly you've got a ton of stuff to tell us about. But can you think of something positive about Common Core?
Well, the only thing I can say positive is that it tries to, well, one of the things, no, this is very careful now. The essence of the Common Core is that every child will graduate from high school with a college preparatory program. Now, Jake, just yesterday there was a big write-up that there, I forgot the number because the number was huge, something like 500,000 jobs looking for people who have some kind of technical skill. Now, keep in mind, you know what high schools are doing because of the Common Core and others just like it? They're dropping shop, they're dropping their auto mechanics, they're dropping the courses that will give kids a jump right off when they walk out with their diploma. And, you know, this is really important. What we're seeing is a corruption of the high school to be mini universities. A high school is not a mini university, nor is a K-12 district. As a matter of fact, One of the things the common poor people did not look at was Epstein and Piaget descriptors. Now, if you talk to anybody who knows anything about education, you know that kids at an early age are what we call the intuitive stage. They go by intuition. Then as they get a little bit older, they get to what we call the early concrete stage. You have concrete objects. For example, when you look go to a grade one or grade two or grade three teacher, and what do you see? You see all kinds of goodies in the room. Now that's not just goodies. The blocks are for counting, they're for stacking, they're for organizing. You see beads on a string. That's not for playing with. That's to be able to count out. This is so that kids get a concrete view of what they're learning. Then, as they get a little older, they get into what we call the entry formal stage. Now, you know, it takes kids about 6 years in school, that would be grade six, grade seven, before they begin into the entry formal. Now, granted, there are some dynamite kids out there. I mean, you see kids that are, 9 years old that are doing trigonometry and calculus. Yes, they're gifted. But for the average child, it is a slow progression of moving from the early concrete to the late concrete to the early formal to the middle formal. And, of course, this is critical in planning any type of curriculum. So what you try to do is you get a spiral program. You start with something basic in grade one, and then you expand it in grade two, and then you expand it in grade three. Now in grade four, we can start moving into the concrete stage and the later concrete. So as we move along, we get this so-called building block of knowledge.
Professor Ehrlich?
This is very critical.
Professor Ehrlich?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. We're going to have to do a break, and we're going to pick you up on the building blocks of knowledge after going through those phases when we come back from that break. Can you hang with us?
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well.
Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
And we're back with Free Fire Radio 745. This portion of the program brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water Company, providing natural spring water to customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. Spring water drawn from protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 800-922-6227 or visit them, mountshastaspringwater.com. Quick look at the weather before we get back into our program. Isolated showers and thunderstorms after 11. That'll continue until this evening. I look for a high today of around 105 degrees under very muggy conditions. Tonight's low, not a lot of relief, around 74 currently in Reading. We are pushing 80 degrees, and now back to Jake Ryan and talking about Common Core.
I am Jake Ryan, and lurking in the shadows is my son Linus, and my guest today is Professor Emeritus Don Orlich from Washington State University. And before we broke off Professor Orlich, we were talking about the immature mind. Students basically need about 6 years before this higher level stuff. You're talking about the different phases that we're going through, and so we're getting to that 6 year mark you were talking about. Then
yes.
What?
Well, then you see, as you move along, then you can start adding more and more abstract information. Now, in California, a very outstanding study was done, I'm going to grab a number, about 30 years ago, maybe more. What they did, they tracked students who were pushed into algebra at, I think, at grade 7, and then I think it was grade 7, early 8, and then followed up immediately with geometry. And what they found out, that those kids hated math because, you see, algebra, There is a little bit of concreteness about it, but geometry is not concrete. It's very formal thinking. And that's why we typically teach it at the sophomore or junior year, because this is when students really begin to understand abstract ideas. Ideas are abstract. Now, you know, we're talking about the Common Core. What I did, I took the leisure of almost downloading the Common Core standards for mathematics for California. And then I realized, whoops, it's over 145 pages.
You really know how to have a good time, don't you, Doc?
Oh, I'll tell you, I sure do. You know, I can go through paper like mad in a paperless society.
So 150 pages?
Yeah, about 150, right.
Right.
And, you know, when you start looking at it, my goodness gracious, they want to introduce algebraic notions in grade kindergarten and grade 1. Now, these kids don't have a clue. I mean, granted, they talk about having this and that and use the term greater than, lesser than. But, you know, kids have to have a quantitative notion before they can get these concepts understood. Now, see, I used a word there, understanding. This is critical. You can know something, but you might not understand it. But once you get to that understanding stage, then you can begin to really think. This is what we call critical thinking. And, of course, everybody talks about critical thinking. But let me tell you, we can't find any critical thinking that was used in developing the Common Core. As a matter of fact, there was absolutely no field testing or pilot testing of any of the standards in a classroom. I would consider this as the most costly trial and error experiment ever done on the children in the United States.
Now, Professor Orlich, I actually sat through an orientation where the superintendent of my charter school district was enthusing about Common Core, was talking about all the wonderful things that it was going to do. Well, what was she basing that on then?
Well, I think what they're wishful thinking. See, right now they're being told you do it. And, of course, this is, you know, like the Army, do it. And, of course, that's very regimented. You don't think, you just do. But, you see, the problem with the and I haven't found teachers jumping on the bandwagon. Many of the teachers' groups are really quite concerned about the implementation. Now, I use this word implementation. For years, I've done hands-on, minds-on science with many, many school districts. I would guess that, thank you, taxpayers, we've had National Science Foundation grants and U.S. Department of Education grants and private grants to bring children hands-on, minds-on science. Now, we just didn't dump it in the classroom. We would work with the teachers in the summer. We would spend maybe 1 or 2 full weeks going over the materials so that everybody knew what was going to be included. Then before school started, we would have a general orientation again at the schools, and then once a week we would follow up the teachers. Now, again, we could do this because we had money from then the National Science Foundation or the U.S. Department. Now, see, this is important because when you introduce something new, you've got to have a tremendous amount of in-service education. And we don't see any of this with the Common Core. It's just simply slapped on your desk, do it. Well, then the teachers have to struggle on how to get through the thing because they know it's going to be tested. And, of course, to me, using a test to evaluate a teacher is not a very good measure.
Well, Professor Orlich, I actually saw here in California that there hasn't been as intensive training as what you're describing, but so far we've spent about a little over $1 billion preparing for the Common Core, and I wasn't that particular. I know that you are a professor of math and sciences, so maybe you understand the math better than I do. My understanding is in California, we took $700 million from the federal government in order to obligate ourselves to Common Core, and we've spent over $1 billion so far. So mathematically, are we down here in California as a result of that?
Well, you know, I really can't speak about that because I'm not knowledgeable of it. But those numbers are shocking. Now, I do know the testing is expensive. The government, the U.S. Government Accounting Office, I went to them, and they gave an estimate that just the tests alone in the United States will cost over $3 billion. That's with a capital B. Now, you know, if I'm a test company, I love that. Why? Because I'm printing those tests and making a tidy profit. As a matter of fact, in many of these companies that have been printing tests, their profit margins have skyrocketed.
And speaking of printing,
this is something to think about.
Yeah, thinking of printing, yes, the federal government can certainly pay its bills by printing money to accommodate it, but the state governments unfortunately don't print their own money, and so I think that's the problem with Common Core is that the amount of money is going to have to come from us, the taxpayers.
Yes.
And again, for something that we don't even know works. So we're going to we have Professor Orlich with us, and we'll be talking to him more on the breaks, and we welcome your calls.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. The North State's only comprehensive vein center. MD Imaging.
Here's another energy savings tip from Redding Electric Utility, REU. Servicing your air conditioning unit annually and changing your filters every 30 days will prevent dust and dirt from building up in your system, which will increase the life of your equipment, saving you energy and money. For more energy saving tips and rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU, together we can save energy.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
It is 7:55 here at KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, service first, quality you can count on. Their professionalism is excellent. That's Alliance Heating and Air, serving you at just the right temperature, 221-2642, homecomfort.org.
Morning, Reading. This is Jake Ryan, sitting in for Carl Lindebaugh, and my guest, Professor Emeritus Don Orlich, and I and my son Linus lurking in the background are talking about Common Core. Before we went to the break, Professor Orlich, I was looking to ask you, okay, you'd mentioned it was like the Army, and I was in the Army, and I remember that a weapon system was a success even before we field tested it, because the military said it was. The contractors were already lined up, the orders had been made, and it was some general's pet project, and so it moved forward. You know, the Kiowa, which is a helicopter that was used extensively in Vietnam, replaced the OH-2 helicopter, and the Kiowa was military refer to it as the Widowmaker. It was just a very poorly designed helicopter that people got killed in, and that was just people who don't understand how the military works or why they would have adopted a system like that maybe don't understand that now that Common Core has been implemented, it's a leviathan. I mean, there's absolutely no way that I can think of to stop it. Am I just being too doom and gloom, Professor Orlich?
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that last point you made. I couldn't quite get it.
Just like the military, once they decide that they're going to do something, they do it, and people will die, and tragedies will occur, and it just seems like nothing will stop it. And so the Common Core is being implemented. There is absolutely no way to do feedback. The people that actually design it are immune from any criticism. They're not elected officials. How do we get ourselves out of this bind? And now we've got administrators who are on record as being enthusiastic about it. So it's going to be very difficult for them to turn around and say, yeah, this, I always knew this was a mistake.
Well, you see, I was in the Army also. My tour was spent basically doing basic training at Fort Leonard, Missouri.
Lost in the woods.
Yep. But Route 66.
Yeah.
But the important point here again is feedback, and you mentioned that you do get. If you don't get feedback, you don't have any idea what's going on. You think, oh, it's doing great. Well, you don't know it's doing great. You look at the numbers, the scores. Now, we do have some good tests, granted that. The national test that's given to a sample of students is an excellent one, because It's based on a thing called Bloom's taxonomy. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. Every school teacher will be able to tell you, yes, we've heard of Bloom's taxonomy.
Professor,
we understand it.
Professor Ehrlich?
Yes, this
actually requires a lot more explanation, and we're not going to have the time to do that before this hard break. Can you hang with us until after the hard break, and then you can give a better explanation of it without me cutting you off?
And there's more with guest host Jake Ryan coming up after the top of the hour here at KCNR.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They're fed up with Mayor Filner in San Diego.
I voted for him, and I'm very, very disgusted.
Upset over all the sexual harassment allegations more than a dozen women have made against the Democrat, he could return to work today after therapy, refusing to resign. Some want Mayor Filner recalled. A petition is circulating.
A lot of people just come up to me and said, can I sign? Can I sign?
The mayor denies that he harassed anyone. The leader ousted in Egypt in the 2011 uprising could be set free this week. Hosni Mubarak, amid the latest chaos that's left nearly 1,000 dead since Wednesday, 25 more today.
This morning's attack in the lawless Sinai Peninsula fell upon two small buses full of police. Government officials say alleged Islamist militants hit the vehicles with rocket-propelled grenades, then dragged the policemen out onto the street and killed them, execution style.
Fox News Radio's Kimberly Adams in Cairo. 1,200 firefighters are battling on the ground and by air, trying to stop a 160-square-mile wildfire in Idaho near resort communities like Ketchum and Sun Valley. More than 2,000 homes are evacuated. We can't prevent hurricanes, but there's an attempt to prevent damage like Sandy did. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Well, you remember Superstorm Sandy hit and cell phone service was a mess because so many towers didn't have backup power, gas tough to find because the distribution system was crippled. A new report says it's time to solve issues like those now so we're ready for the next big storm. It also talks about better use of natural storm barriers like dunes and wetlands. All that is the storm planning, and all that planning should be done on a regional basis. Dave, the basic overall recommendation, plan now for future storms that will happen.
Rich, another shark attack in Hawaii. A 16-year-old surfer bitten near Hilo. He's now hospitalized with injuries to both legs. 4 days earlier, a shark bit the right arm off a snorkeler in Maui. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 5 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 5 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 5 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 5 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 5 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 5 years. That's five entire years, till the year 2018. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 5 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.875%, APR 3.01%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 5 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
British police are facing questions about who they detained at an airport and why. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen, live in London.
Dave, police stopping the partner of the American journalist who's behind a series of stories about American and British surveillance programs written using information from Edward Snowden, the former NSA contractor. Glenn Greenwald's partner, David Miranda, was flying from Germany to Brazil but had a connection here in London. He was held and questioned for 9 hours under British anti-terror laws before being released. Miranda saying he had his computer and other electronics confiscated. Greenwald says he won't be silenced and will now write more aggressively than before. Dave.
Simon and Al Hassan's trials back underway at Fort Hood. Prosecutors want the judge to allow them to use the term jihad, describing the Army Major's motive in the 2009 massacre. Hassan has admitted he was the shooter, switching sides in the war on terror. At Fort Meade, closing arguments are in about 2 hours. At Bradley Manning's sentencing, the Army private facing 90 years for leaking a lot of classified information. It's deadline day in Detroit for critics of the city's bankruptcy plan.
With debt over $18 billion, emergency manager Kevin Orr has asked Detroit's creditors and bondholders to take 10 cents on the dollar. Orr filed bankruptcy papers last month. Those who take issue with it must file their objections with the court today. Orr says there are no other options for the city.
There are also workers that are 35 and 40. What do we say to them if we continue going up the slope that we're going on now and there won't be any pensions for them? We have to do this.
The city has until September 6th to file its responses to the objections. The judge is aiming for an October trial. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
We all know Ferraris are expensive, but a rare red 1967 Ferrari Spider, one of only 10 made, is extraordinarily pricey, selling at auction for over $27 million. On Wall Street, the Dow, down half a point. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good morning. It's 8:05 here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We are going to jump right over to our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning again, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 3 at this point at 15,078. The S&P 500 is positive 1 at 1,657. And the NASDAQ is positive 15 at 3,618. Active stocks today include Facebook up 52 cents at $37.60 and Bank of America down 15 cents at $14.27. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is up 1 cent at $18.42 and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 18 cents at $42.46. In the bond market, we found lower prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.86%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 6 cents at $107.35. Gold is down $4.50 at $1,366.50, and silver is down 21 cents at $23.16. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
And thank you very much, Kathy. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday mornings at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Call them at 243-7561, and as he's been waiting very, very patiently, we now turn the microphone back over to Jake Ryan.
This is Jake Ryan.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, I was going to say. You know, don't you have those little nifty buttons where you can just like, push it when you're coughing? Or
cough buttons. That's what big radio stations have. Here you just treat the audience to your various noises.
Awesome. So you have a preview of what I'm going to be like when I'm 85 years old. This is Jake Ryan. I'm sitting in for Carl Lindebaut, who are on top secret assignment. Actually, Bob, what are they doing?
I'm not sure. It's a family event of some sort. There might be some time just for the two of them. But in any event, they will be back tomorrow.
Okay. So they strapped on the Berettas and they put on the black mask
secret mission,
a family event, really?
Yes. The secret mission, yes.
Yeah, that's all you need to know, Redding, that it's a family event. So
on assignment.
Yeah, on assignment. My guest today, in addition to my son who's lurking, I'm encouraging him to see the magic of radio, and if he wants to jump in, he can. But my guest is Professor Don Orlich, Professor Emeritus of Washington State University, and we've been talking about Common Core, specifically because today in Reading, this is the first day of school for many of our children, and I really don't think the parents understand what they're dropping their kids off for. I mean, what they've inadvertently signed up for, and I think part of that is because, at least recently, the last couple months, we've had administrators and superintendents and principals enthusing about the Common Core. And I just, with that much enthusiasm for the Common Core and all the wonderful wishful thinking that, they're pretty much,
painting themselves into a corner that this thing is going to succeed, because I just don't see them coming back and say, oh, I made a mistake. That's the last thing I expect from a school administrator. So, Professor Orlich, what can be done with that kind of momentum?
Well, first of all, you know, we understand, first of all, you have to understand the schools are politics. And, you know, this is important. I mean, the schools are a political creature. So it's going to be a political movement that will have to get this changed. Parents are going to have to become concerned. You see, when I go to a school, or when I read about a school, basically, that is dropping physical education, dropping, mind you, American history, dropping art and music, so they can take time for test preparation for these tests, this really is a bad omen. We have to have students who have a broad, basic understanding of the arts. And goodness gracious, American history is so critical. You know, we don't have a good understanding ourselves of American history, but to drop it entirely for test prep, we do know that teachers will spend as many as 15 school days just prepping the kids for the test. Well, goodness gracious, this, you know, to me, Jake, this is sinful. But the important point here is that it's losing the money that the taxpayers will want to have their kids educated. Now, the problem that I see with the Common Core is that if, let's say that I'm a third grade teacher. Okay, let's see, I've got all these standards for the various Common Core things. Goodness gracious, it's going to take me days just to be able to line these standards up so that as I begin to teach, I can make sense of them. And if I haven't had much in-service preparation, in-service training as we call it, then I'm going to be on my own. And even if the principal's excited, they probably don't have a clue either. So it's one of these problems where we're getting the ignorant leading the ignorant, and I would like to see a major political movement coming out to stop this. Now, there was a move made by the chief state school officer in Connecticut, and the chief state school officer did sue the federal government that was over the No Child Left Behind. As I understand it, they lost the case. But I think that the statement has been made. We have to fight this thing politically. And we've got to get our politicians, our state legislators, our state representatives, state senators, they've got to become posted. And it's up to the teachers. Now, I realize many teachers are really frightened because they don't have a good, strong association. Some of the associations are strong, but for the most part, they tend to try to stay away from the political side and just worry primarily about the educational side. So we have to have a political movement. And now, there are some folks in Congress right now, as we speak, who are beginning to say this whole thing about the No Child Left Behind. Let's face it, the Common Core is an illegitimate child of the No Child Left Behind Act.
Professor Orlich, we're going to break and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this, excuse my language, bastard child of Common Core. And this is KCNR.
And at 8:12, we're going to take a quick look at the weather. Isolated showers and thunderstorms after 11. Sunny, hot, and muggy. Winds up to 5 to 7 miles an hour. It's going to remain that way all through the evening. Thunderstorms mainly before 11 p.m. and mostly cloudy. Low will be around 74 degrees. Currently in Reading, a rather sticky 80 degrees. And we'll be right back with more Free Fire Radio.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Reading plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event, Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you
816 on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Real quick, I want to remind you that the weather that we did just before the break, always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards Inwood Drive on the way up to Shingletown. Of course, Thursday night is pizza night out at Anselmo Vineyards. And before we get back to our guest host, Jake Ryan, we're going to patch in the phone real quick. Terry, you are live on KCNR 1460, and what's happening with the Tea Party?
Thank you very much. Yeah, the Tea Party tonight at 2570 Bonnyview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 o'clock. Sheriff Tom Basinko will be speaking. He'll be talking about AB 109, the water problems where some of the water's been taken from places like Elk Trail by the people who are growing marijuana, and also he'll be talking about the new gun laws, one in particular about it being a felony if you buy ammo in another state and bring it back to California if you're a California resident. This will be tonight, 6 o'clock, at the Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 Bonnyview, and I just recommend that as many people that can get there should.
All right, Terry, thank you very much for the call, and you have a good one.
You too, Bob. Thanks again.
All right, now we go back to Jake Ryan, our guest host here at KCNR 1460.
Yep, sitting in for Linda and Carl Bott, who are on assignment. I just love saying that. I also have lurking in the shadows my oldest son, Linus, and Professor Orlich from the Washington State University. We've been talking about Common Core. Professor Orlich, I as I mentioned, I have my oldest son in studio with me, and he is a product of the public education system. He's actually back from college. I have two other sons that are currently attending high school, and they're pretty much, I would say, immune to all this Common Core stuff. The second oldest son is a senior, so he's already gotten all of his math and English out of the way. And my third son, who I have great hopes for, is actually starting high school, but he'll be starting pre-calculus trigonometry. So he gets to escape. I guess if you were going to start algebra in high school here in California, instead of doing algebra, you would then do ninth grade math. And then the next year, It would be 10th grade math. And then everything that normally would have been there, like algebra, geometry, pre-calculus, gets phased out. So every step of the way, my third son is basically going to be hitting classes that aren't going to be phased out by the time he gets to them. And so he'll be immune from it. Unfortunately, my youngest son, it won't start middle school till next year, and he'll be stuck in Common Core. And I think the most frustrating thing as a parent is I talk to these administrators, and they assure me that if they get it wrong, they'll correct it. And they view, the kids going through their schools, I think, as a stream or a river, you know, constantly flowing. So, whereas I view my kids as a pond, they're just, it's a finite little group, and what you do to it stays in the pond. And to use that analogy, the river, if they do something to my kids, there's no do-over. What they're talking about is, well, they'll be okay for the next set of kids. And a school administrator, I guess, can have that kind of mentality. But as a parent, I don't get a do-over. You mess up my child, then it's a lot of effort to, I'll be on my own. Is that a fair assessment? Or am I being too hard on these administrators?
No, you're not being too hard at all. As a matter of fact, that's a very good analogy. See, the problem is that, well, like your son is very gifted. I would say that's a gifted. You're lucky you've got gifted children, because mathematics is very formal. Once you get beyond algebra, it's very formal thinking. So you better be careful. These kids are going to be thinking formally.
Well, genetically, I take no claim. It's I married well.
But the problem is, well, if you're an administrator and something's haywire in the system, it often takes a long time before it gets back to you. You may not even realize it's taking place. Teachers are reticent about bringing problems. One thing about teachers, they like to be successful. They bathe in the success of their children, of what the children can do. I know I'm the same way. I'm so proud of the students I put out. I just really feel good about that. But by the same token, if I don't get some information back, then I don't know how to improve. And this is what coaches try to do. If you're a good coach, you don't yell and scream at the kids. You say, hey, this is how you do it. This is the way you do it. Or this is how you should do it. You don't yell and scream. And basically what we're seeing is a national yelling and screaming at the teachers. We really hold teachers in low regard in this country, and that's too bad because they're very important. You know, let's face it, in the 1940s and 50s, good grief, our teachers put out some outstanding people. Let's face it, Nobel Prize winners, the whole thing. But by the same token, you have to get some sense of where you're going and how you're going to get there. And if something is just dumped on you, you have to say, wow, let's see now, what do I do now? And if there's not a lot of interaction, as a matter of fact, what we're finding out now is that schools that are really what we call effective, that's a cute term, effective schools, but if they're effective, we find that the teachers do a lot of discussion before and after, trying to help kids out. Now, I got my start in Butte, Montana, and I was teaching science at the East Junior High School. And it was fun because we used a platoon system. The students I had for science had the same teacher for mathematics. Then they had the same teacher for social studies. Then they had the same teacher for English. So two or three times a week, we would get together in the cafeteria. I would tell them all, this is what we're discussing this week in science. This is what we're doing. And then the English teacher would tell me something. And then the math teacher. And then as the mathematics got moving along, I would start incorporating more mathematics in my science. And it was really funny because one day, one of my really brilliant kids came up and said, Mr. Orlich, you know what? I finally decided what's going on around here. you teachers are ganging up on us. Because as I would do something in science, the math instructor would then start using that same science concept in math. And so you see what it was articulation. And it's very important. As a matter of fact, I thought we had a grand group of kids that went through the junior high school.
Well, Professor Orlich, unfortunately this subject deserves a lot more time than we're able to give it on radio with the segments and such. I'm going to have to ask you to come back at a later date. Actually probably a few months in, when we see what Common Core has been doing to us locally. And then you probably get a chance to say, I told you so. So, can we get you back, maybe in a couple months?
Oh, sure. Be happy to.
All right. This has been my guest.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Professor Orlich.
KCNR,
Free Fire Radio.
And on the web at KCNR1460.com. And okay. In fact, there will be an archive of this show if you want to download it for the sir.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And at 7:25, we'll break away and then back with
What's
more
the
with Jake Ryan.
With the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide?
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
From Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, delivered on August 28, 1963. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with a new meaning. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. I, Megan Johnson, 33-year resident of Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
It is 8:27 on KCNR. This portion of the program brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. My friends, go to see Orchard's in-store deli in Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. North State's nutrition experts, 221 Locust Street. Give them a call at 244-9141.
And this is Jake Ryan, sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are on assignment. You know, when we were talking about Common Core with Professor Orlich, I was remembering, and I do have my son Linus here lurking in the wings. I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, Linus, but if I have, maybe it's revelation. But sometimes it's hard as a parent when you're working with teachers because they have their agenda, their methodology, and you have yours. And there was a time in fifth grade when Linus was not doing really well in math. His math tests were just abysmal. And I realized that the reason that that was so was that he was trying to get through the test as quickly as possible so that he could do some leisure reading. I mean, he enjoyed certain series of books, and that's what he wanted to do. And so he would be the first person to turn in his test because he just wanted to get done with. So I talked to the teacher, and, you know, because we're partners in all this, and the teacher said, I said to the teacher, you know what, if you could just not accept Linus's paper, let him, make him, like, you know, sit there and review the test, I think that would be helpful. And she looked at me and she said, well, Mr. Ryan, I'm not going to do that. And I think that's a crutch, or I'm not sure. It was really, she just refused to do anything. And she said, well, you know, maybe math just isn't his thing. So, you know what I did, Linus? I lied to you. Yeah. I don't know if you, do you remember what I told you the teacher said?
That I was not allowed to turn it in first. I think that's right.
That I told you that?
I think so.
That's it. I lied to my son. I told him, ooh. Yeah, I know. I know. A good caring parent will do incredible things. I told him the teacher said that she wouldn't accept his paper. It had to be the last paper turned in. And as a result, what happened to your test scores?
They went up.
Not only did they go up, but remember, math wasn't your thing. Was the teacher's assessment. How'd you do on the STAR test that year? Do you remember?
Perfect.
Yeah, he had a perfect score because math wasn't his thing. This is KCNR.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak may be out of jail by the weekend.
His lawyer is saying that he's going to be released. Whether that's going to happen or not, yet to be seen.
Fox's Leland Vittert in Jerusalem. Meanwhile, in the Sinai, 24 Egyptian cops are killed by militants today. The first settlement's been reached between Penn State and one of the many sex abuse victims of former coach Jerry Sandusky.
I am well informed that 25 or 26 of the 31 claimants who have brought claims against Penn State in the Sandusky matter will be settled.
Victim 5's attorney Tom Klein. Be careful what kind of bag you bring to an NFL game from now on.
The NFL policy says you're supposed to have a clear bag, which is 12 by 6 by 12, or you can have a non-clear bag, which is 4.5 by 6.5, typically the size of a common clutch.
Danny DiLorenzi, security director at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, home of the Jets and Giants. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these 4 aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
It is 8:34 here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio and the home of Community Talk Radio. Isolated showers and thunder showers after 11 a.m. today, and lightning here and there. That has resulted in a red flag warning in effect starting at about 2 this afternoon. And we've got, according to the National Weather Service, a high chance of thunderstorms throughout this area. So please be extra careful, particularly around things that can result in fires. Today's high around 105 degrees, somewhat muggier than yesterday. Tonight's low about 74. Currently in Reading, we have 82 degrees. The report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards on Inwood Drive on the way out to Shingletown. And they have their, of course, their Thursday night pizza night. And Selma Vineyards, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. This is Jake Ryan. I'm sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are on assignment. I get to do this every couple of months, and primarily because it about takes that long to forget what I did in the last, and to give me a, you know, give me another try. I think last time, what did I was dissing the Girl Scouts last time, wasn't I, Bob?
Yes, as a matter of fact, and then that we had calls for days after that. So,
yeah, and you know, I try to talk about some of the things that people just don't normally talk about, and I get it out there, and then you never hear from me again. Well, you do. It just, like I said, it takes that long for the pain to subside. This is why women have that have more than one children have more than one children. They forget how painful childbirth is, or it's not as bad as it was. And then they have a second child or a third child and wonder why they're doing it. So that being said, we were talking about Common Core earlier today with Professor Orlich. And one of the things I'm struck with is it just, I asked him several times about how do we fight this? And, you know, smart man he identified the problem that our schools have been very politicized or very political, and I just don't see that you're going to change things until a lot of damage is done, and that's also what I think is going to happen with our immigration reform. It's not really reform; it's a giveaway. I don't have high hopes. I certainly will fight it, but I don't have high hopes for success. I think the institutions that govern us, and that's what they're doing, have figured out ways to circumvent us. The Tea Party was successful in 2010 because they caught the establishment off guard. I think in 2012, with the re-election of this president and the increase of the Democrats in the Senate was the institutions taking the enemy seriously. So if we're going to affect any sort of change, it's got to come out of nowhere when they least expect it. And with Common Core, I don't see that happening. I see that they know exactly who's going to be fighting it, and that's the parents. And they've made sure to insulate themselves. The Common Core standards are not decided by elected officials who you could vote out. They're not decided by companies that you can boycott. They're trade union groups. The Association of Governors, right? And it's not like all the governors have signed on, but Nobody votes for these people that comes up with it. So parents have absolutely no say in the Common Core. It's just what we've decided, and it's good. And get over it. So a lot of damage is going to have to be done before we are going to be able to affect change or to reverse course. I think the same thing is going to happen with immigration. I think the politicos have figured it out. Now, what they need to do is they're going to pass a bunch of laws in the House that talk about how we're going to strengthen the border, right? And then they'll all vote on these things. And then they can tell you, come back home, and LaMalva and whoever for our area can come back and say that they voted correctly. But because they voted for a border bill or an immigration bill of some sort, it'll go to conference. Whereas the Republicans may decide that the only bills they're going to look at are going to be enforcement bills. The Hastert rule, I think, is what it's called. The majority of Republicans are conservative enough that they won't let anything approaching amnesty get before the full Congress. But the Congress is not 100% Republican, and certainly not 100% conservative. All you need is about 30 or 40 Republicans to move over. So what you do is you vote on these, stringent requirements in the House. They go to conference, and then in conference they hammer out something that includes a lot of squishy stuff, a lot of the really bad things that we don't like about immigration reform, and then it comes back to the full House. So you can't bottleneck it. It'll all come back to the full House, and certainly all the Democrats will vote for it, and you've got enough squishy Republicans that'll cross over and vote for it too. And that's how you'll get immigration, quote unquote, reform, and a pathway to citizenship to people who by and large shouldn't be in this country. They came here illegally, and it's like stealing a car. And somebody's saying, well, do you really need a car? Yeah, I need a car badly because I don't have one. Okay, well, you shouldn't steal, but we're going to let you have this car. Do we do that? No. One of the things I keep hearing is the Republicans, the crack in the amnesty front is the idea that we're going to talk about the Dreamers, kids who came to this country through no fault of their own. And why are we going to punish the children? It's like, and I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking we're not punishing the children by not letting them have citizenship because, their parents happened to bring them here. And I'll go back to the car analogy. Your parent steals a car and life is good for a little while, and then your parent gets captured. And, do you send them to prison? Well, if you send them to prison, the children are going to suffer. They're going to be without a parent. So maybe that's what we should do. We should have mandatory sentencing guidelines that if you have children, that we don't send you to prison. Because why should the children suffer for the mistakes of their parents? Why should they end up in foster care? Why should they end up with a reduced standard of living because their parent is now incarcerated? And so if that's really the way we're going to go, then maybe we should consider that sentencing guidelines. No prison time for parents because the children shouldn't suffer.
KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
I would walk 10 miles on my hands and knees. Ain't no doubt about it, babies. You are in the
beat. Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine Dish Net high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with Dish Net high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's going to be a gathering. It's the 25th annual S.J. Denham Top of the State Scholarship Classic. We'll be golfing at Riverview Golf and Country Club on August 25th, and you're invited to come out and sign up and play. It's a scramble format, lots of fun, lots of food. Put it on your calendar. Put in your entry blank, August 25th, 2013. You can email Ryan at sjdenham.com, and he'll be happy to send that entry blank to you, and we'd love to see you there. So come on out for a fun golf outing.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
And we're back with Free Fire Radio. Our guest host, Jake Ryan, standing by this portion of the program. We can take a quick look at the weather. Isolated showers and thunderstorms. Scattered showers mainly before 11 o'clock tonight. A red flag warning out from the National Weather Service. This forecast brought to you by... Who is it brought to you by? It's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And now back to our guest host, Jake Ryan.
This is Jake Ryan sitting in for Linda and Carl Bott, who are on assignment. I am in studio with my son lurking. And so I'm going to go ahead and do the embarrassment thing, because as a parent, that is my job, number one, to embarrass my children. So Linus, why don't you step up the mic there?
All right.
So you're what are you doing here in Reading?
I
just got back from somewhere?
Yeah, just got back from college.
These are leading questions. It's a radio tool we use. So leading question, you just came back from where?
Just got back from college. So and
what are you studying in college, Linus?
Electrical engineering.
Why?
It seems like a good idea.
It seems like a good idea. Okay. Actually, as a parent, I gave you some advice. You're interested in electrical engineering, but that may not be what you end up, getting your degree in. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
It could be something else. But why pursue electrical engineering until you're sure? Do you remember what my advice to you is? My brilliant parental advice?
Well, you said a lot about this. Let me think. You're looking for a certain answer.
I am. I'm
trying to decide which one it is.
And I'm trying to be as oblique as possible. Why electrical engineering versus, basket weaving? Because it's
hard.
Wait, speak up to the mic.
Because it's hard. It shows that you're able to do something hard.
That's right. A lot of people go to college to discover themselves, and that's great. It'd be easier to discover yourself if you had a job waiting for you after you're done. But I think a lot of times, you rack up the credits looking for yourself. And then you find yourself, only that many more classes and I get a degree in English or psychology or Afro-American studies or Latino studies or pre-colonial, basket weaving studies, whatever it is. And the problem is that, it used to be, you want a college degree because it shows that you can be taught. But you don't necessarily know anything. And that used to be the mantra I used to hear. But the thing I always noticed was that people can see through that, employers especially. And whether they need somebody with an electrical engineering background or not, they will be looking for somebody that can do hard things. And is electrical engineering hard?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's really hard.
Right, so which calculus are you on right now? You're on Calc 2, right?
Calc 2, so just integral calculus.
Yeah. What, was that Bob? Yeah. You, Bob just turned white. I mean, and Bob is a white guy to begin with. Yeah, he went whiter.
You're better man than I, Gunga Dan, yes. Yeah, calculators are made for people like me.
But you would agree with me, Bob. I mean, as a parent, I am telling my son, do something hard.
Oh, absolutely.
And people recognize it. Even if they don't have a need for electrical engineering, a bachelor's degree, if they need, have somebody that's, they need to be mathematical or technical.
Well, and he's bucking the trend here in the United States. We are turning out far fewer engineers than we need. People who know how stuff works. And here in the United States, we are losing that technological ability to basically fix our own stuff and invent new stuff. And that's a scary trend, in my opinion.
And I'm not sure what to think about it. I've got a customer of mine. As you know, I own the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. And unfortunately, a lot of people come to me when they have decided that things are going bad. And so I do get my share of gloom and doom. You know, people don't buy emergency preparedness items, because they have a rosy outlook for the future. But you know, I'm not saying you should be a Pollyanna either. I think there's definitely a place for preparedness. And in general, but a lot of people are motivated when they suddenly have an epiphanal moment. Epiphanal moment. I have not been able to use that word, and now I have. Is that even a word, epiphanal?
I believe so. It's not something one hears in
polite conversation?
In day-to-day conversation. We do need to step away so you can have enough time to wrap this up after this commercial break. And I want to remind you this portion of the program is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading, man's last stronghold. Guys down there will give you a great haircut, and there's plenty of good reading material. It's a great barbershop run by good people. It's where Carl gets his haircut. It's where I get my haircut. And, man, it's where you should get yours cut as well. This is KCNR 1460, back after the break.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. If you are a post 9/11 veteran who served active duty, National Guard, or Reserve, I want you to know that Homeward Bound is here for you. Homeward Bound offers a variety of local services for you and your family, such as family counseling, emergency services, job search, vehicle assistance, just to name a few. And we offer a place of solidarity for you and your family. Our offices are co-located at 3711 Meadowview Drive, Suite 100, with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, which honors our veterans from the Revolutionary War to Afghanistan. The hours we are open are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or services, or if you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound, please call 378-8046. That's 378-8046.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon at 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR. Well, I won't.
Coming up on 8:55, this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Crown Motors. Service department second to none. They take pride in treating people right. Your Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership. 223-2177. See them at 555 Cypress Avenue.
This is Jake Ryan sitting in for Carl Lindabot. This has been the fastest 2 hours in radio. I'd like to leave off rather than just harping on the problems, also offering solutions. And I often hear people talk about a problem and the response being, what would Jesus do? And as a Christian, I'm certainly aware that there's a war on between justice and mercy. If you're just, then you shortchange mercy. But if you're merciful, then you oftentimes shortchange justice. So as a Christian, I'm very well aware of that. And so I've come up with a solution to the dreamers, if you will. I understand that there are kids that came to this country, when they were very young, that they, know no other country, know no other language, know no other culture than the United States. And I also believe that number is actually significantly smaller than the people want you to believe it is. But nonetheless, I believe that there are people like that out there. So, as a merciful person, I would say you can't throw them to a country that they know nothing about. That even though they're here illegally, maybe they should be given special consideration. But before you start screaming at the radio, okay. So a child that knows no other country but the United States might be considered for a path to citizenship, but with one proviso. If the child is here through no fault of its own, it's here by somebody's fault. Somebody violated the law. So that being said, a lot of people are concerned that once these people, the dreamers, if you will, become citizens, they'll turn around and sponsor their parents and their relatives. And, you know, the same parents, by the way, who came here illegally and caused this problem for us, this moral dilemma, if you will, for us. And so rather than deport everybody, which, you know, is the knee-jerk reaction to it, and offend those people that want us to be merciful, I say, okay, well, we can be just and merciful. Fine. If there is a pathway to citizenship for these children, and some of them are adults now, but who came here as children, if they accept this pathway, there should be a stipulation that then their parents can never, and I mean never, be eligible for citizenship. They should never be eligible for a green card. They would be eligible for no residency provision or privilege that we extend, because they're the ones that caused this problem. They're the ones that did this illegal act. In fact, they're the ones that have done this horrible thing to this child by depriving him of a country. And so if we are expected to rectify this, if we are expected to be better people and compassionate people, then we all can also be just people and say, okay, fine, you know what, I can see where we could work something out, but it has to preclude the lawbreaker ever benefiting from it. And permanent barring of citizenship, green card, or resident privileges to parents who brought these quote-unquote dreamers to the United States in the first place. That's my solution. What do you think, Linus? Don't let the fact that I'm your father influence one way or the other your answer right now.
No, that makes sense to me. I
mean, was it really well thought out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're admiring my intellect?
Of course.
Of course. It's awesome. Did I mention that not only he's my oldest son, but he's my favorite son? Bob, I mean, is it, what do you think?
I think that, you are so fortunate, both of you, that you are enjoying what so many in this country have lost out on. That bonding, a good father figure in the home is something that is sadly lacking in many places.
Yeah, well, I myself was, my father deserted us when I was 2 years old, so I'm not sure, my role models have been many, but I will tell you, there was that moment when I was 27 years old, staring in the mirror, shaving, and then looking at myself, looking at the razor and go, am I doing this right? So, I, of course, I'd have four boys. Every morning I wake up, I say, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Been a pleasure, sir.
Well, remember, it's the good guys versus the bad guys, as Carl always says.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A key ruling just made at the Fort Hood massacre trial, and it's a blow to military prosecutors. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has more live.
Most of the evidence prosecutors hoped would explain a motive for the 2009 attack that killed 13 people has been blocked. The judge overseeing Major Nadal Hassan's court-martial at Fort Hood, Texas, says lawyers cannot reference a Muslim sentenced to death for attacking U.S. troops in Kuwait back in 2003. Military prosecutors had hoped the suggestion just a copycat attack. Prosecutors also cannot cite Hassan's interest in conscientious objector status or his past academic presentations. The judge saying all of that is too old, Lisa.
Jared, thanks. A tale of two former jailed presidents in Egypt, where prosecutors have reportedly just ordered another 15 days of detention for deposed leader Mohamed Morsi on allegations of involvement in violent acts. Meantime, the ruler Morsi had replaced, Hosni Mubarak, could be